You walk into an art gallery, and your eyes land on something that is so utterly plain that makes you go, I could paint or make something as simple as that. Every art gallery has one. This box, that is so realistically cardboard, actually consists of screen printing with synthetic polymer painting on wood. This plain sculpture, if you will, was made by Andy Warhol, a leading figure in the visual art movement known as pop art. Pop art started in Britain as an art of popular culture. Pop art artists were all interested in mass media, mass production, and mass culture. This is most likely why Andy Warhol, a respected pop artist, created the Heinz tomato ketchup box in order to depict the growing American economy and the mass production it represented. The Heinz tomato ketchup company has been found since 1869, making this box an almost 100-year anniversary gift, for it was made in 1964. Warhol, being an American artist, director, and producer, also created a lot more different pop artworks, such as the Double Elvis, Triple Elvis, and Eight Elvises, all just identical portraits of 2, 3, and 8 Elvis Presleys in those numbers, respectively. His idea of a pop artwork was something so simple, it makes you wonder and think. The wooden box with the red blazing words Heinz Tomato Ketchup certainly is simple, and definitely makes us wonder about its existence in a high-quality museum, and the reason it was made. The world may never know the true purpose of its creation, but this representation of mass production American culture will always be stored right here in the 2020 gallery at the Spencer Museum of Art. Now I would like to quote Andy Warhol, the brilliant man behind the box. Once you got pop, you could never see a sign again the same way again, and once you thought pop, you could never see America the same way again.